This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you. There it is, the Mike McCarthy press conference here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Jerry Jones is going to join us here in just a minute. That was the introduction of Tad Carper, which is effectively Rich Dalrymple's replacement. He will be, you know, heading up all of that type of stuff when it comes to the Cowboys and media relations and handling Mike McCarthy and various people around these press conference hits, asking reporters to identify themselves. So a little bit of a change and maybe a welcome change for a lot of you in the audience who are always wondering who's asking these questions. Talking about the wide receivers there at the end was a very interesting question from the gentleman from the Associated Press, Skylar Dixon. Is the timing of the return potentially of Gallup or Washington having a bearing on the Cowboys' decision to not bring in another wide receiver? You know, when Dak was out, it was like 6 weeks. These fifth metatarsals can be 7-8 weeks. Who knows when Gallup's going to come back? But whatever the case, Mike McCarthy said it's too early. Right now, the Cowboys have decided they are not going to pursue adding another wide receiver. So a lot of questions are going to be asked about that here in the moments and the days to come as Jerry Jones is set to join us here. The tight end Jake Ferguson injured his hammy early in practice, did not return. Jabril Cox dinged his knee, so he did not practice. Those aren't considered big ones right now, though, are they?
Not right now. I'll follow back up. Jeremy Sprinkle also dealing with an Achilles is what they said. So they're going to be the thing with Cox, they're going to be – the word I heard was cautious. So probably not a situation where they're happy to have him being practiced and all that. I didn't get the feeling that that was anything serious, but I will check on the other ones for sure.
That was a good Noah Brown endorsement, I believe, you know, talking about the fact that he's lost some weight, he's having his best camp, and is a primary special teams guy. So, and then with the kickers, Mike McCarthy saying they're hitting the ball better, they're going to keep them competing in the early portion of practices as, yes, here he is, the man himself, Jerry Jones, sitting down with us now on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, on the on-time experts, air conditioning, heating, and plumbing hot seats. And a good afternoon to you, Mr. Jones. Thanks for joining us here once again on 105.3 The Fan. It's always good to see you. How you doing?
Well, it's good to be. I see a familiar face over there, Brian, as well as a familiar voice and here. And it's great to be here. And I've had a chance to visit with two or three groups while I've been out here. And when I'm in a situation or just around regular life, I always like to look and see if the comments about individuals coming from their mouths, if it just makes logical sense. And then I know what I may be dealing with there, whether it's a dumbass or whether it's somebody that's got a little deal about
were
it.
You, were you yelling? Were you pointing at me
I
when
was,
you said
I'm
that
sitting
dumbass
here looking
thing?
At Brian.
You were looking at me and calling me a dumbass. I knew that was
but
happening.
But I sure tried this evaluation on you many times, Brian, when you were around.
I think we're ready to get evaluated.
Now, do I think this makes sense? Well, I told our team the other day when I addressed them, I said, all you got to do is walk out here. And I'll tell you one thing. When you realize what the other 31 teams are practicing in and you see where we are, we don't have that DM. And matter of fact, we may start right there with being a little sharper. This is an advantage to just have the atmosphere, much less the physical aspect of it out here at Oxnard.
Thanks for bringing us out here all these years. If you don't know, these are our two newest additions to our team, Woolchuck and Chiafalo. This is their first camp. They're having the time of their lives.
Well, it's great to see you here. We have that in common. I really put my days here at these camps over these years as well as right now. I really think it may be the highlight of my year. To get to spend the time out here, to get to relax. I do a lot of things while I'm out here. But, boy, this just seems like you're cheating.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, we're filming like $1 million, a couple of rookies out here. I do want to say thank you, by the way, for the incredible accommodations with those Porta-Johns.
Oh.
That was one of the first things we noticed. These are the nicest Porta-Johns we've ever come across in our lives, and we wanted to make sure we personally said thank you for that. So thank you, Jerry. Do you have any advice for two rookies on their, you know, their first time at camp?
As to the Porta-Johns, just remember it costs just a little more to go first class.
No kidding. We walked in there. We saw the hardwood floors. I was blown away.
Like, wow, this is special, man. This is special. But any advice for a couple of rookies, man?
Well, I was giving you some right there. But I would say this, let the feeling you've got expand your aggressive, your enthusiasm, your zest for what you're doing. Because you happen to be doing things here and what you do as a profession that people can hear your body language. They can hear your enthusiasm. And they can hear it with your pauses, or they can hear it with your excitement. So let this rub off on you, and it'll rub off on them. We'll let everybody have a little of this Oxnard feel.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what makes you so confident that you don't need to go find another wide receiver? Let's do a little football here, and that's amongst the news items.
Well, confident may not be the word, but but what is the word is that I really do know that there is progress stopping in everything. And this does give this group, who've until yesterday have certainly shown spurts or shown plays, that they deserve to stay in consideration. And so we really need to look to, first of all, that's what we've got in hand, is this group of receivers. And we've got some receivers that can do some, have shown they can do some good things and are doing more things today than they did yesterday. And so Tolbert leads the list of the young ones that I'm talking about. Let's give these guys a chance. I don't want to be out here pushing, be aggressive as far as being going outside, looking at what may be available on the that are free agents right now or otherwise. So I don't think it's urgent at all. I think we've got a lot of ways to throw the ball and a lot of people that can get it. And possibly that could do good. Maybe it'll cause more balls to go Lamb's way. Maybe that ought to be done. Sometimes when he's not necessarily the right guy to go to because of the coverage, maybe that'll cause another ball to go his way. Why not?
I like it.
Jerry, the thing that with Pollard, and is, you know, we sit here and scream on the radio and we deal with the fans and stuff like that. Do you feel like that Pollard, has he been wasted a little bit in your eyes, or is it something that now you see that sense of urgency to get involved because you've seen him as a playmaker?
Well, I think waste, you know, what would you have, and I'm not taking issue with what you're saying, but I feel good every time he's got the ball.
Yes, sir. But maybe
I feel
more?
Like something's going to happen. I think the opposing team by now absolutely know they better defend him because he'll get away on you. And so I'm just excited about that. And hopefully by having the use at the level it's been, then he's stepped up here and he's in his prime. We haven't, of course, overused him, haven't worn him out. He hadn't been injured. And here he is, seasoned. He's a veteran player. We all know you're better if you can go through this period of time. So I'm drawing it out here. But, no, I can't say that, like I say, when I think of not having reached a Super Bowl in as long as it's been, what a waste to have had Romo here and not got to touch a Super Bowl. Now, that is wistful, and that hurts to think about that. Pollard is not yet in that category. We've got a lot ahead of us with Pollard, and we do need to get him the ball. He's going to be a very effective part of our plan, and I'll assure you we will use him more.
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones with us here on 105.3 The Fan. 105.3 The Fan, excuse me. how much more of that is as a receiver for Tony Pollard? You mentioned CeeDee Lamb, Dalton Schultz, and Pollard as big reasons why you don't want to go out and maybe bring in a receiver right now. Would you like to see him used as more of a receiver?
Well, are we counting our out-of-the-backfield throws and sweeps and screens? And I mean, the throw and the sweep. That, to me, is the ideal way to maximize getting the ball to him cleanly so that he can do what? Tuck it and do his thing and go. I don't have a lot of experience. But I don't have the vision of him going up and making the catches in the middle and going up on the sideline down the field and those kinds of things. And, frankly, let's be candid, he hasn't spent a lot of his career preparing himself to do that.
Right.
So where I see his receiving, could he do crossing routes up a storm? I think he's got the kind of hands. Make no mistake, he can really catch the ball.
Now, Jerry, we're out here together. We're doing some team bonding the same way that your team is right now. We're rooming together in hotels, having some fun stuff that way. A guy who makes his own hotel bed every morning, is that – how would you describe – is that normal behavior where you're doing the full-on tuck, or is that like borderline serial killer behavior?
Well, I had a father that was so neat, and I call that neat, by the way, no one, even I used to travel with him. We got to work together when I first got out of college, and we traveled around like traveling salesmen. Mm-hmm. And, man, I'm telling you, I didn't even see him. We shared room. I didn't even see him until he was ready to have his picture taken. But he was that much, and he would go in behind my mama in the kitchen, and when she was flouring and doing that kind of thing, he'd be taking the cloth and cleaning the flour up around us, what have you. It caused me to do the opposite. Not really.
I'll be a slob with you, Jerry.
I'm somewhere in between that. But he was the proverbial man in my life all the way. And so I've seen some guys that tuck that bed in and do it right that can really get your attention.
It's amazing.
Jerry, we always love getting a chance to get your thoughts on football and your stories. You never disappoint. So thank you so much. We understand you got to go.
Well, while I got you here, I just want to tell you guys what you mean to the team, what you mean to football, and it's a big deal. I initially, I guess, about the time, 89, 90, you had it. It seemed like it was kind of really starting early in Dallas for it. But what your way of involving fans and sports, as well as certainly from the Dallas Cowboys. It's been a big part. I see where the Cowboys are worth a lot of money. I see where we have all this viewership. I'll tell you right now, your listeners and the way you portray the game and all the guys you do, my hat's off to you, and we wouldn't be here without you.
Well, it's an honor to do it, man. It really is. We love it, and we look forward to chatting with you every Monday and Friday here throughout the season. Thank you so much, Mr. 7.64. Congrats on that, by the way.
Thank
number
you, sir.
One in the world, Dallas Cowboys.
Listen, do you know what I'd do to trade that for the right first down?
I hear you.
Or for the right score at the right time and
yes,
get
sir.
A whole bunch of it for a few of those.
Well, let's get both of them. How's
Thank
that
you.
Sound?
How about
there
that?
He goes.
Both.
Jerry,
we're pulling for it. Hey, both should get answered.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.